welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm super because we're almost done with the Trial of the Flash.
We're almost done with these Flash issues told. This is the last issue.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Of the Volume 1.
Yeah, so. Super exciting.
Super.
Because Crisis.
Yeah, yes. We are on the last issue of this Flash arc, issue 350. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, go check out our last four episodes, as well as episodes 208 to 213. So this one we're gonna do something a little bit different. We're just gonna touch on some like key moments, because this is it's a double issue. There's a shit ton of irrelevant things in this issue.
Super irrelevant.
But there are a lot of major points in here.
Yes.
So, first thing I want to touch on...
is this first page.
We'll touch on that.
The Flash flees. Okay, so again, like if you guys were listening to our last episode, the Flash was put in...
he was put in jail.
Well, he was in custody.
Willingly
but
in jail.
He was left to be able to leave of his own volition, mm-hmm. because he was able to be out on his own merit, without
yep.
bond, without anything.
Until sentencing,
yeah,
2 weeks
until
later.
Until the sentencing.
And then he would have willingly came back.
Exactly. And so we have this thing where the newspaper is Flash flees, and then you've got this press conference, I guess? Except
no,
I think they're all police, aren't they?
Yeah, this is Fry talking
okay.
to the other police officers.
It's a debriefing then, yep. or whatever you want to call it, a briefing of him saying, you know, the Flash is to be captured and blah, blah, blah this and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah that.
Okay, so key points in this story. We find out that the Reverse Flash is actually Abracadabra.
Yeah.
From the 64th century.
Yeah, are we going to talk about first about how he tries to kill the rogues?
No, well, no, again,
okay.
that's
okay.
not
well, see, I didn't know.
We'll come back to okay. that. So Reverse Flash is actually Abracadabra. He came back to ruin Flash, whatever. We also find Flash is innocent. We find that out later on. What we also find out is Newberry was actually Iris Allen.
Yeah.
She is from the future, which I need to apparently go back and find that. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I had no freaking clue whatsoever.
So what ended up happening is that her parents, they knew that Iris died at this point in time when Reverse Flash killed her. So what they did was take her soul a split second after... Reverse Flash killed her, brought her back to the future, gave her a new body of a girl that was like brain dead, a la X-Men 2 movie style. Literally that.
Yep.
And then she had that body, and then she was in the future seeing the past and seeing what was going on with the trial.
And
so
had to fix it.
She went to fix it. So she was the one in Newberry's body convincing everybody that Flash is innocent. We do touch on Abracadabra Flash, Reverse
yeah.
Flash, trying to kill the rogues. It doesn't work. Abracadabra goes back to the 64th century. The rogues follow to...
Well, they went to
no.
the 24th. They went
right.
to the one that the Flash and Newberry first went to.
Yes, which was the 24th
and then from
century.
There, yeah, and then from there, they found out that they needed to go
yep.
deeper
so
in.
Everybody's in the 64th century. Flash stops Abracadabra with the rogue's help.
Yeah, I would say because Flash and Newberry get caught
yep.
by Abracadabra.
And that's when
the rogues
Flash,
show up.
Well, that's oh. when Flash reveals to Newberry, he's like, I know who you are. I think I've always known. Before he can say it is when I think either the rogues show up or he gets stopped. So
yeah.
we don't find out Iris is Newberry until the very end. Again, it's a couple panels, whatever. But what ends up happening is that Flash... is going to stay in the 24th century with Iris because
yeah.
love of his life. The rogues are back in the present. And Iris's parents are kind of disheartened because they're... what do they say? Hold on. Let me find that page. If only they knew... He knew, referring to the Flash. what was coming. It's not fair that their happiness should be so fleeting. And then
Quiet Woman
is the will of the fate and beyond our control. Like, they know, because they're from the future. They know crisis is coming.
Yeah.
They know this crisis is going to hit. And what happens to crisis is nothing good for Barry.
No. Just from what I've heard, no.
Yeah. So that's the last issue in a nutshell. This was a really good arc.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, the trial was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, I was actually glad that they finally, 2 years later.
But there is a lot of stupid things in this issue alone.
Yeah.
No, the one thing I did, well, number one, obviously, the Flash flees.
Yeah.
No, he was able to go.
They should have never had a manhunt down on him in the first place.
Another thing is the Rogues go to the Flash Museum to take his treadmill and... The time treadmill, whatever the fuck it is.
That's exactly what it was called.
Conjiggers it so that they could use it to time travel, even though they can't run. But I think Rainbow Raider does something weird to it. I don't know. It was dumb.
Yeah, they found some way to magically make it work.
Yeah, it was.
Well, it was the combined genius of all six of us.
But again, it's just this. It's kind of stupid, but whatever. It works. We do get Flash's parents, who are disheartened because they're like, I don't think we're ever going to see our son again. Well, you won't.
No, that's kind of how that works.
Let's see. What else is there? Yeah, so that's the issue in a nutshell.
Okay, also, the Mirror Master's mirror reflective laser beam.
Oh, that thing. Yes. When that was them getting out of the...
The little glass case they're in.
Yeah.
He's like... they said something about the optimal thing, and he's like, optometrist. Oh my God, that makes me think of, it's like, what, how, what?
That's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I have no idea how he got to.
Right.
Like I said, this episode might be a little shorter, but.
The shadow on the table, it's only a little spot of it. Like, oh, okay. It's floating. And
nice. I really like this arc.
Yeah,
like,
it was definitely a lot.
10 issues, 11 issues were actually pretty darn good.
It was a pretty good workup. Like, I don't know how DC kept people around for the 2 years waiting for this, because the filler issues between...
Even just the year before. Like, because, again, this was 11 issues.
Oh, yeah, I guess so that would have been a whole
so
year of it.
So that's practically a whole year.
But the year before that was just trash.
There was some good there. Like, when the Rogue showed up with Big Sur, that was good. That was three issues.
Yeah, exactly.
The shit with Gorilla Grodd was so stupid.
Uh-huh.
Made no sense.
And that was, what, 4 issues?
And that was right after Reverse Flash was killed.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you have this big thing. You're leading up to the trial, yes.
So let's go way off into fucking left field.
Yeah.
And,
out of nowhere.
Exactly.
The main reason I wanted to hit these issues was...
The build-up.
To build up to the crisis.
Crisis.
This one... Actually, the ironic thing is, I'm not 100% sure, but I think, like... 3, maybe 4 of these issues were coming out at the same time Crisis was coming out. So Crisis is a big event. This was going to happen.
Yeah.
So they had to have
and
a little
bit
of lead
up. This is the first Crisis of the DC universe,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is... I know Chris...
Because there are a bunch of different Crisis that happen, right?
So Chris from Fortress of Comic News I'm a little behind on... theirs might have been the one that I was caught up on. But one of the later issues or later episodes, he said that whenever DC announces anything that has crisis in it, all DC fanboys cream their pants. I mean, it's not wrong. I've got most of the crises in both single and trade, so he's really not wrong. But that's also the same way for Marvel. Whenever Secret is mentioned in Marvel, they do the same thing. So
that's not
accurate. Right. Like he's definitely on point on that one. Yeah, but yes, this is the first crisis they had. This was their first major one. And it was made to not retcon things, but bring everything together. Because what was going on, like there was a couple Superman stories from that was over here of Superman of Earth. Well, I'm going to say Earth 2, but like older Superman with Lois and they're married.
Yeah.
And they've got, Clark is the editor-in-chief of Daily Planet, or Daily Star. I think it was Daily Star back on that one. But then you have over here, you've got Superman not dating Lois, but they know each other because they're coworkers.
Yeah.
And Perry White is the boss.
Yep.
Like, So this crisis on the end of the Earth was a way to bring everything together.
Those stories together and then streamline what lines they wanted to keep and get rid of the ones they didn't.
That worked well until 2011. Well, I mean, they had a couple of crises in between, but that worked until 2011 with New 52, and then they just threw all that out the window. It's like, oh, well, we want new readers, so let's start this, and you can just hop in on episode one, or first issue, and no, that's not how that worked. That New 52 had some good stories.
I said you bought most of them, as far as I know.
Yeah, I
remember you doing a first issue hunt for those. So.
Dude, when that came out of the 52 issues that they released, I think I got like 20 of them. No, 30 of them. Like pre-ordered 30 of them. And I got the first arc for all of those and then dropped it down to like just the Bat Family and the Super Family.
Yeah.
And that was kind of it. And that's, but even that was still like 20 issues. Damn. Like I was still getting a lot.
No shit.
I do have the first issue of Green Lantern with Sinestro on the cover, and it's got a teardrop. And apparently that one is a recall cover. Really? So that one's worth some money.
Nice.
And I live at, just kidding.
But I keep my comic books at, yeah. So that way nobody can. Jokes on you guys.
But yeah, so that was, it worked out well for the 20 years that they did it. And well, 30 almost. They messed it up though. Like they tried to fix it with Rebirth, and I think there's some behind the scenes stuff going on that just is not working well. But that's personal opinion. I'm probably just way wrong. That being said.
But if you guys do know, if you're listening out there from DC, we'd like to know.
You know, you never know. But no, like this, like I said before, I like this issue. I like these these issues that we covered. I'm looking forward to us doing Crisis. I'm looking forward to finally getting something other than Flash. Like, I'm looking forward to finally reading, like, Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah, same here, because, like, don't get me wrong, as my first introduction to DC Comics other than Swamp Thing.
Well, you also did Teen Titans as well. You did Teen Titans ones.
But the Flash was kind of disappointing.
Up until the end.
Yeah, up until the end.
So,
If I would have been buying these when they were coming out, I would have been hard-pressed to actually want to keep buying the Flash.
Yeah, well, and that would be... I'd be right there with you on that one. Like now, searching for them would be kind of cool.
Yeah, but that's only just to have them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. So, that being said, I know this episode could be a little bit shorter than the last few, but
you're welcome for that. If you're
a double issue, and there was too much
junk in it,
stupidity in it. So, I guess this is where we're gonna sign off, Ron. Been a pleasure as always.
Hey, it was great, and I can't wait to start on Crisis.
The next one we're covering is going to be Crisis, so that one's going to be fun.
This is going to be really weird for us because we're actually going to be covering things in the order that we're recording them. So,
well, no, we've been doing that.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
I'm behind.
That's fair.
I haven't had a chance to listen to us at work in like over a month.
Well, same for me because I've been off work. have a good one, guys. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.